The heart of every organization is its people. We're taking action to take care of them, to develop a world-class team, now and into the future. This is Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie.
Welcome back to our podcast, Empowering Excellence with Art and Frankie. Surprise, Art couldn't make it today, so it's just Frankie today, but we do have a guest, so you guys don't have to listen to me the whole time. We're excited. We are doing episode 14, and we have some really great news to share with you all. We'll jump into it. Just a reminder, our NavWar mission is all about supporting the fleet and the warfighter. We provide information warfare capability to the fleet and the warfighter. We're the nation's information warfare technical leaders and providers of capabilities that drive operational dominance from seabed to space. Really cool mission. How many of you can say that you've worked at a place that has that type of mission? One of the great things we want to do today is share some of our accomplishments in a pretty big time federal survey. You may have heard of it. It's called the Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey, and it's referred to as FEVS or FEVS. The FEVS is an organizational climate survey that assesses how employees experience the policies, practices, and procedures characteristic of their agency and its leadership. Its goal is to capture the employees' perceptions of the workplace conditions that contribute to employee engagement, as well as capture their perceptions about the practices, policies, behaviors, and attitudes that support these workplace conditions. And this is a survey that is done annually across the federal government. And what we would like to talk about today is the FEVS results for 2023 were released. And the great news is that we scored number one in a large majority of the five measured areas there are. The FEVS has five performance indices. We're going to talk about three of them today. So this is going to be a two-part episode. And that is the Employee Engagement Index, the Global Satisfaction Index, and then the Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Index, also known as DEIA. While I was getting ready to come in and do this podcast, I have this song in my head. It's one of my favorite songs. You guys might know it. It's by DJ Khaled. And it's that song, you know, all I do is win, 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 no matter what, right? Some of you, most of you, hopefully you'll know. I'm not going to embarrass myself and sing it, but I did come up with a little parody in my mind for how well we did in the FEVS. I encourage you to go check it out and listen to it because, well, I won't sing it, but I'll read it for you. It would go, all we do is win, 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 no matter what. Got innovation on the mind. We can never get enough. And every time we step in the building, everybody's hands go up and they stay there. You're welcome. It's a big deal to say that we're number one in Navy. So I'm excited to bring our guest in to kind of talk to us about all of the things that we've been doing as a team and as an organization to land us those results. I am going to welcome Nicole Taylor. So good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm excited to be here.
Good. Nicole is our Director of Culture and Employee Engagement. We brought her in because, well, it's in her title. She's all about making sure we have the right culture to continue to have our organization thrive, to drive that innovation so that we can be the best, that we can win. We're happy to have Nicole here. We are going to talk to her mostly about the employee engagement and the DEIA piece, those two performance indexes I shared with you. Before I turn it over and start having Nicole share some information with us, I wanted to give you some context. The Employee Engagement Index really is about measuring the conditions that are conducive for employee engagement. So things like how effective is the leadership? Do they have meaningful work? Is there opportunity for the employees to learn, develop, grow on the job? And then the other index that we came in number one at in Navy was the Global Satisfaction Index. And that index is all about gathering the responses from the workforce and measuring what their satisfaction is with their jobs, their pay, what their satisfaction is with being part of Team One NavWar, and their willingness to recommend NavWar as a good place to work. We thought that it would be a great idea, instead of you guys just hearing it from us, that we would get some commentary from actual NavWar employees. We're going to share with you some of the feedback we got when we went out to the actual workforce to talk to them about what they liked about employee engagement and DEIA at NavWar.
I'm motivated by the people I work with, the leaders in our organization, and seeing how we impact our partner nations by delivering C4I capability out to our allies to strengthen their militaries and organization.
What motivates me here at NAVWAR is my great management chain that also motivates and pushes me to go farther in my career and is there whenever I need help.
NAVWAR encourages a flexible work schedule. It allows me to take care of priorities that matter to me most, which gives me less stress when it's time to focus on work.
Just being connected with the military and the mission and the warfighter and understanding how it all connects together has been helpful, and it's just cool to be in this environment with all the history. The history in general of the building is very cool to be associated with.
NAVWAR provides a healthy work environment that helps me stay engaged and connected with the NAVWAR employees.
Trainings that you guys offer in the all hands and the guest speakers I find are very interesting and helpful.
The people I work with and the team members all contributing to our mission of getting capability out to our partner nations.
What motivates me is the satisfaction on the customer's face or their reaction when I fix their issue.
Knowing when I am overwhelmed, my team is willing to help me, motivates me to do the same for them.
What motivates me is basically believing in the mission. If you believe in the mission of what we're about here, it's almost not even a job.
We have the Performance Index, DEIA, and that is all about checking in on how employees feel regarding management practices for promoting diversity, if advancement opportunities are equal among employees, those types of things. So I'm going to stop talking because I want to hear what Nicole has to say. Welcome, Nicole. Thanks for coming in this morning. What does it mean to have employee engagement and DEIA programs available to employees? Can you get me your thoughts on that?
For me, I think it comes back to the culture overall. You know, what kind of culture are we creating? When we look at the Employee Engagement Index, like you said, it's talking about leaders leading, the people's direct supervisors, and kind of how they feel about their overall work experience. And the culture is really created by leadership, right? Mm-hmm. And so what we see is you either get a leadership that is very focused on the mission, which our mission is incredibly important. You get leadership that thinks, hey, we kind of need to balance, or you get leadership that's really focused on people and making sure that people have everything that they need to do the mission.
Yes.
And trusting that if you have an engaged workforce of the top talent, that they're going to nail the mission. I feel like when I came to this organization, something that I noticed was we have leadership that not just says, I care about people, but actually has many, many actions that show that they care about people through the programs, the way that they make themselves available, and even just the way that they talk and provide resources for our employees. So when I think about that, I think about it as we have created and we are working on cultivating even more this culture here that is people-focused, that ensures that we have employee engagement programs and that we are also focused on diversity, equity, inclusion, accessibility strategies to ensure that not just a portion of our workforce is engaged, but that everyone can be engaged and successful here at NAVWAR. That's what comes to mind when I think about this organization and how we've done well. And what we see then is all these positive benefits that come from that. We're seeing that in our Federal Employee Viewpoint Survey results, and research shows that we're going to be more innovative. Mm-hmm. We're going to retain more employees. They're going to be committed to our organization. They're going to attract people from outside because they're going to say, hey, this is a great organization. I recommend it. We're just seeing all the positive benefits, but it really starts with leadership that cares about our employees.
You nailed it. I had some notes and I was like, oh, I should talk about the strategic vector. And actually, you covered it all. So thank you for doing that. When you look at the NAVWAR strategic vector, the first chevron, the first vector is fostering a world-class workforce. So you're 100% correct. When they say our people are our greatest asset, without them we accomplish nothing, they truly mean it. You know, they put it in writing, you know, that strategic vector placemat. But then, as you've covered, they really have tangible things, programs, policies, mm-hmm. really ensure that our workforce is engaged and they're happy, because a happy workforce is an innovative workforce and somebody who's really in it, you know, in it to win it and committed to the organization. I think something else that NAVWAR, if you've listened to past episodes, listeners, we're really good about driving innovation, wanting that creative out-of-the-box thinking. And, you know, I told you we're really excited about what we've done for the FEVS. This is our results from the 2023 timeframe. And here we are in May, getting ready to kick off FEVS 2024. But something that I want to make sure we do is two things. A, we should all pat ourselves on the back. That's a huge accomplishment.
Absolutely. And
it's not done by one individual or one office. It is a huge team effort. There are so many stakeholders and hands and leaders involved. Hats off to everybody who's contributed to, you know, moving this organization in the right direction. But then the second piece is, once we've celebrated the accomplishment, is how do we continue to grow, improve, and do better?
Absolutely.
What I like about the FEVS being an annual thing is we celebrate the wins. I'm competitive. I love winning. Love being number one in Navy. But, you know, we look for, okay, we weren't number one in these other areas. We were top five. So that's still a win in my book. What can we do to focus on that and hopefully, you know, influence and get different results for 2024 FEVS?
Right. And I think that's the other thing that sets us apart, right?
Yeah.
Is we're not satisfied.
Yes.
With the win. We're not satisfied with saying, well, this is good enough.
Right.
We've invested in our people enough. We're constantly looking at, okay, we did really great, but how do we stay there and how do we improve these other areas? That's the culture that we bring that I think really puts us at the top in a lot of these indices.
Well said. Yes. What do you think the impact has been overall to NAVWAR's workforce?
I could sit here and probably quote statistics and research for the next hour, because there's been so much research that's been done in this area of not only how, you know, diversity, equity, inclusion efforts pay off and are a benefit to an organization, but also employee engagement. Just a couple that I have here I'll tell our listeners about. Innovation is key. As we're looking to maintain a warfighting advantage, mm-hmm. we have to be innovative. The CNO, our Navy leadership, have said over and over again, we can't do things the way that we've been doing them. And we can't accept the status quo. So we have to be innovative. We have to look at doing things different. And research has shown that, for instance, inclusive companies are 1.7 times more likely to be innovation leaders in, you know, their field. And that's just one quote. Again, many research just backs that up over and over again. And it makes sense, right? If you're not listening to different perspectives, mm-hmm. if people can't push back respectfully and be listened to, then people are going to go into groupthink. They're not going to want to speak out, right? Because mm-hmm. they're going to be afraid that it could hurt their relationships or could hurt their job. And so you get these great ideas in people's heads and they don't actually come out and be there on the table to consider. Mm-hmm. So when you have an inclusive environment, that's really a foundational key component for being able to bring those ideas out and be innovative. Here's a really interesting one. Inclusive teams made better decisions, so they were more high quality decisions, and they did it twice as fast. Hmm. That's been shown in multiple research that they've done. So when you have different people that are in a room together, you can go over what are all the different risks. Then I can come up with a really good plan moving forward that will make it so I'm already mitigating those risks up front.
Let's talk a little bit more about DEIA, that diversity, equity, inclusion, and accessibility. How does NAVWAR promote diversity and inclusion?
There's a lot of things that NAVWAR does. I mean, just to name some specific things that we work on. So we have our Distinguished Speaker Series. We've had several speakers that have come to talk about DEIA, or at least parts of that, right? Mm-hmm. So they've talked about the importance of a diverse organization that's representative of our community. Mm-hmm. Talking about how important representation is, again, for attracting and retaining employees. So if I go to an organization, I don't see anyone that looks like me, I might say, maybe there's some kind of barrier mm-hmm. to really getting a position and moving up in this organization. Mm-hmm. Coming mm-hmm. to an organization and really feeling like you're going to be accepted for who you are, you're not going to have to change, or kind of what they say, mask. pretend to be what you think you need to be successful in that organization.
Mm-hmm.
For us at NavWAR, where we do a good job is when it comes to equity, though. Mm-hmm. And that can be a term that's misunderstood. Sometimes people think it's giving one group an unfair advantage. But all it's really saying is that we consider each individual's needs and what they need to be successful for the outcomes we want.
Okay.
I see that we do that a lot here with, for instance, how we train. We offer many different training methods.
Yeah.
So we have in-person, but we also have hybrid, and then we also have virtual.
Mm-hmm.
We're offering many different opportunities for people that learn in different ways to be successful. And so, again, I think people like have this misconception that it's something different than that. But really, it's, you know, equality, everyone gets exactly the same. But in some situations, that's not effective for people to be successful.
Sure.
And so that's what it really is really just considering different needs and how can we accommodate as many people as possible. Right now, for instance, we're looking at how do we expand our 508 compliance, which is just making sure that, you know, our systems, our information, everything is accessible that is blind, that is using like a screen reader to do their work.
Yeah.
We're making sure that all of our information, all of our PDFs, all of our PowerPoints, that they could easily go into any file and read it with their assistive technology. Not only are we including them, but we're also giving them what they need to be successful in our organization because we value them and we know that we need, again, all different types of people to complete our mission. Those are some examples of kind of each of those areas and how we're actually making tangible efforts to move forward.
How do we make sure that every single person, no matter how they learn, receive information, you know, we give them an avenue that will make them the most successful? It pays dividends.
Absolutely. And it's also what we're sharing there. So part of equity is transparency.
Mm-hmm.
You need to understand why something is happening or why someone is being given an accommodation.
Right.
That's an important part of it. And so we're sharing valuable information too with all hands.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where sometimes leadership management teams can be kind of risk adverse, like, oh, well, if I share this information, if I'm too transparent, maybe somehow it will come back to bite me.
Right.
But they're not considering the other side of the risk, which is distrust from the workforce, the workforce not feeling that connection to leadership, feeling that leadership doesn't understand them. So there's a risk both ways.
Yeah.
And you have to really consider the culture that you're building.
Right.
Another thing that we do here at NavWAR is Rear Admiral Small takes time to do the Ask Me Anything, where anyone from the organization can literally ask him any question. And not only that, but it's the way that our leadership team responds to difficult questions.
Yeah.
You know, do they dismiss them? Do they get angry? Do they get upset, defensive?
Mm-hmm.
You know, where what I've seen is not only are they taking the time to allow anyone to connect with them and ask questions about the mission, but they're also taking those hard questions and giving honest answers.
Yeah.
Even if sometimes they're not, you know, a popular answer, they don't make everyone happy, they're being honest, transparent, and authentic. And that is building this culture of trust and transparency.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I haven't seen in a lot of other organizations because, you know, leadership is busy and our mission is important.
Right.
That's one of the differences that I see here.
Admiral Small does those. Mm-hmm. Then he also has the Ask Me Anything channel in Teams, which I see people go on there and ask questions. And so, again, just another avenue for them to have access to him, which is great.
There's other things we do as well. We have great special emphasis month events, and those are for the purpose of celebrating different cultures, expanding our awareness of different cultures within the workforce. We invest resources to get good speakers to engage our workforce, to be relevant to our workforce. We're valuing them as a long-term employee that we're going to invest in.
Yes.
And we know that long term, they're going to be more committed to our organization and they're going to have more skills and abilities to support the mission.
Right.
Right. So we're balancing those two things instead of just looking at like the short term gains that we want to make.
Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Stay tuned because this was part one of the We're Number One in Navy, where we're going to dive deeper into those areas where I say, you know, those are probably going to be our focus areas for how do we get better. And those two areas are the Performance Confidence Index as well as the Employee Experience Index. So thanks for listening. Stay tuned. And we're out here. Take care, guys.
Powering Excellence with Art and Frankie is a production of the NavWAR Headquarters Public Affairs Office in association with NavWAR Corporate Operations. Our podcast production team includes Ed Disco Buckleton, Kara McDermott, and Ramon Goh,
our digital media specialist, who produced today's show. On behalf of Frankie and myself, I am Art Sterrett. Have a great Navy Day.